you know this for certain, and yet I look pretty good. I pull back the curtain, I pull back the curtain, I hide, 'cause they hate me.
My song ideas come mainly from personal experiences, which is not a necessarily unique answer, but I think that the experiences themselves and my own personality give them a unique tone. Furniture Store is, for example, is a song about something that everybody goes through, accepting romance into your life and accepting friendship. I think that as a person who has struggled with, you know, a turbulent past and, you know, dealing with things like abuse and dealing with people treating you unfairly, it can be kind of difficult to even accept the attention of an audience, much less accept the attention of a lover. And I think that in my solo show, I invite people to come sit on the stage with me. I invite people to come and go as they please. And I don't really try to do the thing where it's like, everybody's got to be really quiet. Everybody's got to have their eyes focused on me. I want people to feel really welcomed. And that's what this song is all about. It's sort of a song about letting yourself open up your heart.
What would happen if I let you in? What might happen if I let you in?
When you're not a solo artist, when you have Toby and Hillary with you, how does it change your music?
Well, Toby and Hillary are, first of all, much more talented musicians than I am. So they add a layer and texture and feeling and virtuosity that gives the songs completely new life. On stage, I go very wild and I have a lot of energy that can sometimes feel a little aimless, and that is something I lean into in my solo work. But Toby and Hillary have this way of reining me in. They take my compositions and they take almost like it's like the animal in a cage that's rattling around, and they are the tamers that are able to have the animal move in a much more elegant and controlled way.
Joe, you also work sometimes with an audiovisual specialist and a puppeteer. Now, what's the dialogue like between the three of you to create a work that hangs together?
We break down lyrically what's going on in the songs. They look at specific lines or specific musical passages that inspire them, and they tell me what their idea is. For example, Joe, when I hear this line in How Many Chairs, I imagine a huge blast of different lights, and I imagine this camera that's going to be filming this puppet creating a huge pixelated sort of furry texture. What does that sound like to you? And obviously, I'm really excited by that because thankfully, that's how I thought of the guitar. The guitar in that song is this big, distorted, multi-octave, huge sound. And I think that the songs themselves and the way that we talk about them become so self-evident as we continue to converse. We just end up finishing each other's sentences.
How does your audiovisual specialist work with you to bring out a theme in your song, How Many Chairs?
One thing that I'm really excited about in that song is a puppet that we created that is this surprise for the audience. It is a puppet where it functions by Leah will be bending over with her hands on the ground and her legs on the ground. So she's sort of bent over at the waist with her head all the way, her head all the way down to the ground. And on her back, balanced, are two puppets that appear to be dancing with each other. So her hands are in a pair of shoes and her feet are in a pair of shoes. And it creates this illusion that two full-sized puppets are dancing with one another. And the song has these huge cathartic breaks. It's a very heavy and loud song. And in the climax of the song, right as it kicks back into probably the loudest part, Leah is able to flip up her body and she's able to reveal her face and her chest and like her entire torso that shows there's been this illusion happening the entire song that people might not have been aware of. So it's really cool to have both the catharsis that's really huge in the music and then this kind of visual catharsis where we say, oh, the puppeteer was there. I didn't realize they were there the whole time. So they have these fun connecting ways in their dynamics.
And a bit now of, well, the audio portion of your How Many Chairs.
Let me love you because I want to love you. Let me love you because I want to love you. Let me throw a fit. Let me throw a fit. Let me throw a fit.
Joe Kellen is a recipient of a commission to create new work from the Jerome Foundation and the Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis. Joe performs solo and in audio-visual groups that vary according to the occasion. Joe Kellen, J-O-K-E-L-L-E-N, is on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.